There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, the fourth and final hour of our radio program. And we parse a report that came out recently saying that Bill Belichick talked about leaving the Patriots in 2018. And teams were actually mentioned, the New York Giants, the then Washington Redskins, and the Miami Dolphins, that Belichick actually chatted with a couple of those teams. We actually buy this humdinger of a story, and we give our theory why Belichick did that. That story and more coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number four. Considering the old exit plan. But did he do it? Well, obviously not. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we philosophize coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night into the morning from the Fox Sports Radio studios. When the bosses are away, we sneak in here and get to yap on the radio. So there's a story that caught my attention. I was looking around some of the NFL news. There wasn't too much that really caught my attention in the NFL. But this story popped. And I was like, that's a good story. Right? That is a really good story. What is the story, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Calm down. Everything's okay. So our lead this hour comes from the Belichickian dynasty, which many have said is already over, considering the Patriots had a losing record last year. There was an interesting kernel of truth, or was it truth, that piqued my interest. It's about Bill Belichick, and it's been bouncing around. I don't know if you saw this or not. Maybe it has not come to your attention. It's not on your radar, but we are told that Bill Belichick had exploratory conversations with multiple teams a couple of years ago about leaving the Patriots. This is not 10 years ago. This is not 15 years ago. Of course, why would he? The Patriots were winning championships in those years. But this was in 2018, so a little over 2 years ago, we're in 2021 now, but the beginning of 2018, January, he dipped his toe, Belichick, into the waters of the job market. Now, the teams that Belichick allegedly talked to have been named. A longtime sports reporter, Seth Wickersham, who works at ESPN, an investigative reporter. He did a big hatchet job on the Patriots a couple years ago when Brady was still there. In fact, it was about the 2017 season and all that went into that around that time. Anyway, he claimed on a podcast that the Giants were looking at poaching Bill Belichick, and he had also talked Belichick, according to Wickersham, with the Washington Redskins. That's the way they were called in 2018, so we can say that, and the Miami Dolphins. And Belichick was said to be in this power struggle with Tom Brady and Robert Kraft. Now, spoiler alert, we now know that Belichick, even though he might have talked to these other teams, he did not end up leaving. He's still the coach of the New England Patriots. But the fact that he considered leaving is the juicy story, and the most delicious fruit is the low-hanging fruit, and this story does qualify as low-hanging fruit. So let us discuss the question, do you believe that Bill Belichick actually put out feelers and contacted teams about leaving the Patriots? I'm giving this a thunderous yes. Thunderous yes. I've got Tug of War, Napoleon Dynamite, and 6 degrees. And we will line all of these things up, and we'll put mashed potatoes on top of pizza, and we'll call it a day. Now, to lead off with, Bill Belichick, who, from what we know of him, not that we actually know him as a real human being, but just the public persona of Belichick, this is someone who's a calculated human being. Very disciplined, painstakingly thorough with his decisions, guarded, not some carefree, fly-by-night kind of person. So with that as the backdrop, for Bill Belichick to consider what would have been a mass exodus from the Patriots tells you how deep the chasm had become. Now, we have been hearing stories for several years, and many people just dismiss those stories and say, well, it's just Patriot haters. It's just Patriot haters. But the stories have all had the similar theme, that Bill Belichick was unhappy because of Jimmy Garoppolo. He wanted Jimmy Garoppolo to be the heir to Tom Brady's throne. He had finally found the quarterback worthy of being, in his eyes, the replacement to Brady. And he was undermined when Tom Brady went back. The legendary story is that Brady went behind the back of Belichick, went to owner Robert Kraft. At that time, Kraft was not at the Orchards of Asia Day Spa. And Kraft considered what Brady said and sided with Tom Brady, and that is what led to Garoppolo being traded to the 49ers. It happened Halloween of 2017. In fact, I was working that night. I remember very very fondly the news came down that Garoppolo was being traded. The shocking part of that story was when it was reported what the Patriots got back for Garoppolo. And it was nothing. At the time, Adam Schefter was saying the Patriots wouldn't have traded Garoppolo for 3 first-round picks. They gave him away for a second-round pick. And so why would they do that? Well, the theory, the working theory has been that was revenge by Belichick, that Robert Kraft, this is the whole palace intrigue, that Robert Kraft, if you remember the story, that he had decided with Brady, as we said, and then he told Belichick, you got to trade Garoppolo. Brady's unhappy. I want Brady happy. Trade Garoppolo. So Belichick's like, screw you. I'll just give Garoppolo away and call the 49ers up and just took a second-round pick. That's it. But Bill was playing a game of tug of war, and he was losing. And he obviously, I see, got frustrated. He traded Garoppolo because he had to. And with that wound still fresh, it is a logical leap to make that it would be something reasonable for Bill Belichick, very straightforward here, to explore making a beeline to another NFL outpost. Now, the thing that we don't know is Belichick's contractual situation. We've heard stories that Belichick had, you know, he's the highest paid coach in football. We don't know if it's a year-to-year deal or he's got this like forever contract. But even if Belichick wanted out, it's likely in 2018 that if he went to Robert Kraft, Kraft would have been like, all right, I don't want an unhappy employee. I'll let you go. But at that time, Tom Brady and Robert Kraft were both thorns in Belichick's flesh. Kraft for siding with Brady and Brady for being uncomfortable because Garoppolo was hanging around. They were providing obstacles. Now, furthermore, Bill Belichick, the fact that this report says he's had conversations or he had conversations with teams about leaving the Patriots, it's a rather vague statement. It was in the middle of a podcast, about 9 minutes in. And so there's questions, right? We all have questions. Were these legitimate face-to-face meetings? Was this a phone call? Were there text messages? Belichick doesn't seem like a big texter. Email on the MySpace. And you know, what did Belichick use? Now, my theory is that Belichick handpicked those teams because that was going to get Robert Kraft's attention. The teams that Belichick picked were going to get Robert Kraft's attention. Let me explain, right? I'm going to hold your hand and I'll walk you through this. He wasn't playing tiddlywinks. This was legit. For years, Bill Belichick has danced like Napoleon Dynamite doing the nostalgic boogie when talking about the New York football Giants. It's orgasmic when Belichick discusses Lawrence Taylor. He's like a child talking about Santa Claus when he talks about Lawrence Taylor. And so that team is a no-brainer. If Belichick were ever to leave the Patriots, all along you would say that's the team he would go to. His formative years, by the way, were spent in Annapolis, Maryland, so that makes sense why Washington, the football team, is also a no-brainer on that list. Landover, Maryland is about 24, 25 miles away from Annapolis, Maryland. And as for Dan Snyder being a problem, Bill Belichick is confident enough in his own skin. He's arrogant enough to think, I believe that if he went to Washington, it wouldn't matter. He'd run the show, and who cares about the reputation that precedes Dan Snyder? He wouldn't worry about that. And then the Dolphins would have been geographically desirable for a couple of reasons, because on one hand, you get to live in Miami, who, you know, it's 80 degrees year-round, and then on the other hand, it's a chance to get vengeance against the Patriots twice a year in head-to-head matchups, belly-to-belly, face-to-face against the Patriots if he had gone to the Dolphins. Now, he didn't do any of that. All right, last thing here. So Belichick is facing another crossroads situation. We're at a fork in the road here, a Waterloo moment, however you want to describe it, in 2021. I'm talking about the fact that New England, as of this time, is standing pat at quarterback. They brought back Cam Newton, and not only was Cam Newton a quarterback last year, he was terrible. Had 8 passing touchdowns, played all season. And the Patriots have not upgraded and brought in any competition. Now, they still have time to make a move. The draft isn't until next week. And there's still a possibility Jimmy Garoppolo comes back. That door has not been deadbolted. The 49ers are open for business. They're willing to trade Garoppolo if the Patriots asking price is high enough. And there's also a possibility Garoppolo gets released. There's going to be a second wave of roster cuts, veteran players that let go for salary dumps. So there's still time for the Patriots to get a quarterback. But right now they haven't. And if not, the day of reckoning will get closer. Plus, Belichick is 69 years old. And, you know, that's great. He seems healthy. You know, seems like he's all right. He looks the same to me as he did 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But he's only got a short window to continue coaching. I don't think Belichick will be allowed to coach when he's, you know, 78, 79, 80 years old. I don't see that happening. Now, let's backpedal. Right? The entire story, this whole conversation, it is 6 degrees of Jimmy G, as we said, right? He was the kerosene on the fire. It was a combustible situation. You had Belichick and Tom Brady fighting over Jimmy G. You had Brady win that battle, 49ers got the player. So two guys fighting. 49ers the beneficiary. Belichick gave Garoppolo away. Garoppolo then leaves, gets to a Super Bowl, chokes in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady then leaves after Garoppolo. Well, why did Garoppolo leave? Well, Robert Kraft sided with Tom Brady in that standoff. But apparently the beef that Brady had was actually with Belichick. That's where the bad blood was. And that led to TB12 going to Tampa. And then Bill Belichick is the last man standing. It's like a love triangle for the Patriots. It's an odd, weird sports love triangle. And it ends up with Belichick outlasting Garoppolo and Brady, but Garoppolo could come back. There'll be a quiz on this later, by the way. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to talk about any of that, we will take your phone calls here at 877-99 on Fox. You can join the conversation. If you're just tuning in this hour, I recommend the podcast because earlier on, we've been on all night, and we had a hearty conversation about the birthplace of the chocolate chip cookie. We talked a lot of food on the show. Quirky food stories were very popular on the show, and you never know what this hour holds. You have no idea. I imagine we'll have food picks somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way. And we had cooking with Roberto as well. So it's very, very exciting. All right. 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369. Later this hour, password, the word game of the stars, password. Call him the Tony Robbins of the sporting world, the new Tony Robbins, motivational speaker of the sporting world. We've got that and a pop-up quiz as well. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
I'm going to go play with myself today.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code Maller. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Maller only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angi too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angi can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angi will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And later this hour, Password, the word game of the stars, proving your run-of-the-mill sports talk radio listener has no grasp of the English language as far as the lexicon lacking. Well, the Tony Robbins of the NFL, we'll get to that coming up momentarily. But back to the calls we go, and let's say hello to Andrea in Berkeley. And she is next up here on the Ben Maller Show, the Sports Sorceress. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Well, if I was any better, I'd be an A. Actually, I would be an A. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. But I did hear the clip, Andrea. You called in earlier to the A's postgame show, and I saw the clip that Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, sent out, and that was a good line. You were talking about underwear on the radio. Solid.
You know what's interesting? Jesus Luzardo, the winning pitcher who pitched really well. Of course, I'm going to look up his birth date. You know me. That's a sports sorceress. It's who I am and what I do. And it was September 30th, 1997. And they're getting younger and younger, Ben. So he said he's superstitious. He's
gonna... No, it's crazy. It's not. I remember when I was at Dodger Stadium. It was like a Dodger-Angel freeway series game years ago. And there was a little fat kid hitting home runs in batting practice who went on to be Prince Fielder, who's already retired now from baseball. He played for the Brewers and the Rangers, and he was hitting bombs at Dodger Stadium. He was like 10 years old or 12, whatever, 10, 11, 12, something like that. Insane. Little kid.
Yeah, I think his father was in the major leagues too,
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, his dad was playing with the Angels at the time, I believe, Prince Fielder.
So it was just, just struck me.
Or Cecil Fielder.
So I'm going to crunch the numbers, look at their birth date, look at their astrology chart and their forecast. It was like, wow, 1997. And I'm kind of humorous when I think about things. And
Andrea, I mean, we're just a few years away with the new millennium. That all the players will be born after the year 2000. Yeah. Like already we're seeing more and more, but I mean, you're going to do the math on that. Guy born in 2000, an athlete, a woman, 21.
Right.
And most athletes are in their 20s. So another 10 years, they'll almost all be from 2000 and beyond.
Yeah. Right. I got to kind of get used to the new normal. And, it just struck me. I said, wow, 1997, I have underwear that's older than that.
There you go. How about that, Andrea? That's inside the closet right there with Andrea.
Here's the thing. thing. I'm a Virgo with Taurus rising, and I think you can relate to the Taurus part. I don't like to throw things out necessarily.
No, I do not. Now, are you a hoarder, though?
I have my moments.
You have your moments. All right. Well, you got to be careful with that. You know, I come from a family of hoarders.
Oh, do you?
And which was fine up until I had to clean up the mess, if you know what I'm saying.
Then the party's over.
Then the party was over. I mean, it's great. But, yeah, and it's tough. I'm similar to that. I want to keep everything. I want to get anything, you know, get rid of anything. But, you know, now you can take photos if you got a smartphone and you can remember
certain, like, newspaper articles of teams winning the World Series and things like that.
I mean, that stuff's cool and all, but, yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, teach their own. As long as you can actually walk through your house. Our guy Cowboy in Windsor, the handsome hoarder, he could not get through his house. It became very problematic.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, we have good days and bad days, but, with smartphones, you can take a lot of pictures and stuff. And you mentioned something about a clip. Was there actually a clip of the post-game show? Do they have that on a podcast? I should look into that.
Oh, it's not on a podcast. Matt just recorded. He was listening to
it. Oh, he just recorded. Playful. Yeah. I mean, frankly, after such a bad start the A's got off to, everyone's in, like, the best mood ever. Now that they won 10 in a row, they swept the Twins. And I don't know if you heard that the lights went out at the Coliseum. It's a super old stadium.
I know that because the bathrooms flood anytime they actually get a legitimate crowd there. The toilets can't handle
they got
the plumbing.
Their challenges, but, you know, there was a bit of a delay. Then they came back and they won. And, you know, they're just on a roll. Timing's everything. And it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So I've been real busy with the A's and their winning streak. And it's pretty exciting to see after such a rough start.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, it's still April, so baseball goes on for 6 months. But you can't get off to a bad. But usually, you play bad the first week; it carries over for like a month. You know, that's typically how that goes. But it only lasted for them; it was like a week or so, and then they played well since then. So.
Yeah, no, and they're notorious kind of slow starters, so it's nice to see them kind of get some good momentum. And I can't remember the last time I swept a doubleheader.
Momentum.
That's a pet peeve, but I'll leave it there. Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Ben. Take good care.
All right, there she goes. A lot of underwear from the 90s there. Well used from Andrea. Let's say hello to Sean the Hood Guy, Tales from the Hood with Sean the Hood Guy. Hello, Sean.
What's happening, Big Ben? Man, I'm listening to the show. I'm figuring, like, the PGA, they dancing around that little food thing, man. But they need to go on and ask the homie Coop and Marcel what they should be cooking. But you know what happened last time with Tiger won, and they said them little racist comments. They don't want to put that out again. But it's kind of crazy, man. But I was listening, and I heard you talking about cookies. Now I got a who am I question for everybody in the hood. Who am I? My first year as a rookie, first time I had a cookie named after me, who am I? No Twitter now. Show me your hands. Don't be like the Astros.
I'm not. what sport are we?
Basketball. My rookie year.
Rookie year had
a cookie was named after?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. I don't know. This sounds like a 1980s type thing to me. I'm going to go Magic Johnson.
Right. Magic. Right, correct. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm right. I win. Oh, my God, I win. You guys don't get to play. I already won the game.
But see, you don't know which store. They wasn't selling them in the mall. They sold them in ABC's or what's that store called? Boys Market. They used to sell them in those stores, so they never sold them in the mall.
What was a Magic Johnson cookie? What kind of cookie?
It was a chocolate chip. They was pretty good, though, but he sold them in a white bag with his picture on the front. It was a black and white picture. They had a Magic on the front smiling, and it was cool, man. So
now those were legitimate. Those weren't like rip-off Magic Johnson cookies.
Nah, they were real. They were original cookies. You know,
Marry his wife was named Cookie, right? I think still is.
Probably so. But the cookies was good, man. So like
cookie
I tell you, man,
making cookie.
Times a piece itself, man.
Some people make Whoopi Magic made cookie.
Yeah, it's a good recipe, ain't it? Sound pretty good to me, man. But I'm gonna tell you another one. This before Michael Jordan, though. Everybody used to buy my shoes, but they used to scream my name out. My shoes wasn't expensive. Who am I?
right, you want to Coop? You want to take this one, Coop? I got the last one.
I missed it. I was still trying to. I'm trying to find pictures of these cookies.
Trying to wrap your head around the Magic Johnson.
Yeah, say it. Say it again.
It's gonna be hard to Google it because
no, I know because it's just his wife.
Before Magic Johnson, this way before Michael Jordan, everybody wanted to wear my shoes. Everybody wanted to be like me, but they would scream my name out on the court when they playing. Who am I?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna go.
Dr. J.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go.
Ben, you about my age anyway, so you know all these questions anyway, man.
Yeah,
everybody loved Dr. J back in those days, man.
Yeah,
Come on, Dr. J, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
We wasn't wearing Chuck Taylors because we knew Chuck Taylors would mess up our feet, so we didn't wear those. So Dr. J's was more comfortable and cooler, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I'll holler at y'all again.
All right, there you go.
Ben.
Great cookie knowledge from Sean the Hood Guy. Back in the 80s, Magic Johnson hawking cookies, but in the hood. In the hood. All right. Let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Marcel, you want to promote what's coming up ahead here, Marcel? Because I'm on time, Maller. I'm by the clock, for the clock, all about the clock.
Well, good morning, Ben. It is now 5:30 in the east, 2:30 out west, 10:30 GMT. I'll have the food picks with Rob in Vegas. He'll be joining me in just a bit. And the player and the team of the morning. Right now, are you slept and tired about what's going on in the sports from overnight? Well, Eddie's got you covered with the ups and downs, highs and lows, winners and losers around the leagues, teams, and all your players for what's happening in the trending industry right now. Take it away, Eddie.
Well, thank you, Marcel.
Yes. Brevity.
Eddie is a leader in the trending industry.
Here is what happened while you slept. In the NBA, we had five games on the schedule. Yes, the Clippers beat the Trailblazers 113-112. Paul George, 33 points, 11 rebounds in the win for L.A. Nets over the Pelicans in New Orleans, 134-129. Kyrie Irving, 32 points in the win for Brooklyn. Knicks won.
Congratulations, Eddie. You're a trendsetter.
Thank you.
You're a pioneer. You're an innovator.
That's
visionary.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Well, thank you very much, Eddie. Follow him on Twitter, at Eddie on Fox. 32 minutes past the hour. It is a new dawn. It is a new day.
I had to take a breath. Eddie, am I back? I've been in network radio a long time. I never say 32 minutes past the hour. I should say that.
Should.
That would be the proper
thing to do.
Marcel,
go
you're
ahead,
better
Ben.
At this.
You said it. I said it.
You're better at this than me, Marcel. I don't even do that. I've never done that. By the way, Marcel, this portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone, even you, Marcel. Discover something brighter. How about that?
Absolutely. Thanks to Discover for making this program on Fox Sports Radio available, Ben. Now 33 minutes past the hour. A new dawn, a new day, the middle of the week. So,
let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Rob in the Sin City, Viva Las Vegas, joins me now for the food picks, A's and F's.
That's a joke.
Just like that. Rob, good morning.
Hey Marcel, Marcel, hold on a sec. Marcel, before Rob comes on, why do they call Vegas Sin City?
Well, it was the home of the Las Vegas Raiders, the UNLV Rebels, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Also, instead, MGM Grand, all
yes.
kinds of genres, casinos too. What? You've got to go to
That's why
Viva
they call it
Las Vegas. Elvis Presley sang it. Rob, good morning to you, my friend. What is your food pick from last night?
Good evening, everyone. For food picks, I'm going to go with tuna, Marcel, because I think last night you took the skin boat to Tuna Town.
Could be an A for you, Rob. Thank you, my friend. That's a good choice. Now, straight to from Viva Las Vegas to La La Land, and the four Fox Sports Radio Overnight Gentlemen got that from Overnight 2. Ben, starting with you.
All right. Well, by the way, it's 34 minutes past the hour.
Ben. That's like that. Just like that. 34 minutes past the
hour. That's right. It's amazing here. I am going to go with Oodles and Noodles.
A for you. Going to be a 1 A+ for you, Ben. Good choice.
Not a mix. All
righty, Eddie.
35 minutes past the hour. I'm going to go with pizza.
Same thing. Yes, but this is going to be a mix match for you.
Oh, I'm changing my answer to pizza, man. Go ahead, Roberto.
Yeah, Roberto, food picks.
35 minutes past the hour. I'm going to say penne and pesto carbonara.
Two times in a row, F for you.
Oh,
for
sure.
Wow.
Failed.
Never had pesto before?
What?
You never had pesto before?
What kind of animal is the pesto?
Oh, no. The panda. Panda is the pesto.
All right. I'm sorry. I just... All right, go ahead, Coop. That was a bad job by me. I'm gonna be struck by lightning. Go ahead, Coop, please.
Coop, wake up already!
Come on, Coop.
Sorry.
Get yourself
Coop's
together.
So high from 420, he's like he ate everything. No, he's got no food left in the kitchen.
You had a tri-tip quesadilla.
The tri-tip quesadilla, but another F for you, but no good choice.
F. Failure.
Failure.
Hurry up. We got to come on. Hurry up. Chop, chop. Chop, chop!
This is the food pick from last night or yesterday. What I have was at lunch, Eddie and I will have pizza.
Yes. Nailed it.
Oh, congratulations.
Good job, Eddie.
Golden ticket for you, Eddie.
Thank you, Marcel.
You didn't eat dinner, Marcel?
I have a dinner from last night, Ben. It will be lasagna from Chef Boyardee.
It's a family food tradition.
You got to try it before you love it.
Well, okay. All right. Thank you, Marcel.
Well, you bet it.
37 past the hour now. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. Let's say hello to Credit Card Gordon in Ottawa, who is back. A tremendous call with Doc Mike is one of the great moments. It was all Doc, but Gordy, you were part of that moment. No, it's Credit Card Gordon.
Yeah, he didn't even get the joke. So anyway, I like this. Is his name pronounced Garfalo? Brady matchup for the Super Bowl next year. If he goes back to New England?
Yes, that's how I've been saying it wrong.
Jimmy Garfalo,
Yes, I call him Garoppolo, but Garfalo is the way to go. Yeah.
Are you joking or no?
No, it's Garfalo. It's Jimmy Garfalo.
Okay. Now, wouldn't that be a I don't even like the NFL, but that would be an interesting match. New England is...
Would you try to buy a Jimmy Garfalo jersey?
Would that be able to be a matchup? New England versus Tampa.
Well, the Patriots are playing the Buccaneers, I believe. So that would, if Garoppolo went back, that would be the made-for-television matchup. That would be an NBC Sunday night game with Al Michaels in the booth.
But it is possible. It's not like the Leafs can meet the Habs and. The Stanley Cup.
Well, no, they could play. I mean, Gordon, they're in different conferences, so yeah, they could play in the Super Bowl because the Patriots are in the AFC and the Bucks are in the NFC. So sure, yeah.
And by the way, can you ask Mr. Hockey there if they counted Gordie Howe's WHA games when what's his name Marlowe broke his record?
No, they did not. Most games played in the NHL, not the WHA.
Just like the stat I had about
record, isn't it?
Well, if you consider the NHL the preeminent league, then no.
Well, I consider it a WHA a legitimate league.
It is odd, though, because like baseball now recognizes the Negro Leagues, for example, the NHL and the Wayne Gretzky started with Edmonton. They were not an NHL
Who's
team.
Wayne Gretzky? Satchel Paige, how about him, eh? Never run for anything.
All right, I got to go. Thank you. I've given you way too much airtime. Coop, do we have our contestants or do we need to beg for contestants for password? Where are we at on that?
We have one contestant.
All right, we need to beg. 877-99 on Fox. Answer the call. If we don't have anyone who wants to play, we'll just bullcrap for the rest of the show. But if you want to play, Password, it's one of the more popular things we do. Password, the word game of the stars. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Back to back, baby. 2020, 2021, 2 years.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password.
You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. It's Password, the word game of the stars. As we are here. We don't do shout-outs, Eddie, so I will not do a shout-out to Big Lou, but that was pretty cool. I had a radio nerd moment. Did you see what Big Lou sent out?
No.
No, Big Lou's flying somewhere. He's on a plane, and they have a satellite radio on there, and my name is on the back of the plane. That's pretty cool. Fox Sports Radio right there. He's listening live while he travels. That's pretty cool.
Very nice.
I haven't flown since 2019. When's the last time you flew, Eddie?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Coop flew, though, Miami. Anyway, all right, enough small talk. Nobody cares about me nerding out, having a radio nerd moment. Thank you, Big Lou.
47 past the hour.
That's right, 47 past the hour. That's going to become the new thing on the show. 47 past the hour. Let's welcome in our contestants. Well, let this guy play. Why not? I'm in a good mood. He's been on hold for 3 hours. Rebel in San Antonio. Hello, Rebel.
Good day, Ben. How you doing?
Yeah. So Rebel, do you think this is going to be worth it or not worth it?
Well, since me and Eddie beat you in Militia a few years ago, I'm pretty good.
Oh, boy.
All right. Please pick Eddie again. And you will be playing against Phylexis, America's favorite drag queen caller. Hello, Phylexis.
Hello, Ben. I guess I'm stuck with you. I guess if I want to win,
no.
I guess.
Now, are we going to... Now, Phylexis.
We're going to kick those F's and dances.
Do not sandbag. Now, Phylexis, we sometimes get goofy drag queen Phylexis. I need professional caller Phylexis
the
drag queen.
You got it, honey. I got my high heels on, my fishnet stuck, and my leather miniskirt. I'm ready to go.
All right. Phylexis is near Buffalo there.
Topless.
America's favorite drag queen caller. Part of Bill's Mafia.
Eddie, really?
Huh?
What?
All right, that's the match. I think Phylexis picked me. Eddie, we have a list of words. Eddie is with Rebel. So we have a list of words, 1 to 10, and we start out with 10 points, and we go down to 9, 8, 7, 6. We normally throw it out around that point. So, Rebel, pick a number, please.
5.
All right, number 5, Eddie. This should be easy. That's a layup right there.
I hope
there.
So. Yeah. Rebel, the clue is sweets. Sweets. Are you there?
Did he die?
No. Hold on.
So tired. He's been on hold.
Are you busy?
He's got to Google the answer.
Come back to you later.
Hold on.
No, you don't. No, you need. No, no.
Hold on.
All right. Phylexis,
not even a guess. Good God.
Not even a guess. All right. Eddie said sweets. How about I'll use the Maller maneuver. Cotton?
Candy.
Yeah, good job, Phylexis.
Woo! I didn't know that one.
I really, it was my clue that Phylexis.
No, cotton? Oh, candy. No. Come on, there's nothing else that comes after cotton other than
cotton
candy.
Balls. Right.
No. Phylexis, we're already up 9-0. This is a blowout. We should just end the game right now, but we'll run up the score. Pick a number 1 to 10, but not number 5.
It's not
well, I am number 1.
Number one. All right, here we go. Let's go with, it's a little harder. How about disconnect? What? All right, go ahead, Eddie. Hurry up. Jump.
All right, so Ben said disconnect and Phylexis guessed apart. My clue will be divide.
Part.
What?
Apart.
He just said apart. He just said apart. I'm not even editing.
Now, Rebel, let me ask you a question.
No, that's a great clue. Let me ask him a question.
Now, if Phylexis said apart and that was the wrong answer, why would you then answer the same answer?
No, because Phylexis.
I'm asking a question to Rebel, please.
Yeah, I'm just getting frustrated.
Rebel, you have an answer for that?
Yeah. Eddie, the guy was on hold for 3 hours to play with you.
Easy on him, Eddie.
My partner. That's disrespect.
Come on, Eddie. He wants to play with you, man.
All right, let's go with. How about. I'll just use this. Divorce.
What?
No.
What'd he say?
He said split.
Both of your phones are terrible, by the way.
Divorce split up, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's better than apart, you know, after somebody else said apart.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Separate.
He got it.
All right.
Without a clue.
On my clue, Eddie.
It was tough love that got it going.
On my clue.
That's point for us.
That's point for us.
7 points.
At least we're not shut out.
7 points.
You're still losing, Rebel. You're losing.
Pick another.
You're losing.
Pick another.
No, me and Eddie are winning. God.
No, you're losing.
Pick another number. Not one.
Oh, God.
Shut up. Pick another number.
Do you understand math?
One or five.
Basic math.
Pick another number, not one or five.
Hooked on math. Not hooked on phonics. Hooked on math. I'm going to get this guy.
Nine.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Stop yelling.
I'll do what I want to do. Okay?
Let's see. The clue is advance.
Go.
No.
All right.
Let's see here. How about we go with... Boy, there's not a lot on this one.
No.
The cupboards are bare. How about upgrade?
Credit.
What'd he say?
What?
Credit.
Credit?
My credit card. Credit.
Are you on a tin can with string? Is that what you're calling on? Okay. And no, that's incorrect. Go ahead, Eddie.
I don't know. Bonus?
What's the word?
Oh, come on!
I said bonus. This word sucks.
Bad word. Never use this word again, Coop. No, he doesn't have it. Let's go with, how about raise? No? It doesn't matter. Hi. We're out of time. It was a defensive struggle. Phylexis, you get a golden ticket. You get a golden ticket. Eddie, you're a loser, Eddie. You've just lost Password, the word game of the stars. Congratulations. That's another win for Maller.
I've beaten you more.
It was promote, by the way.
The all-time win. The word was promote. That was the word. I won the game. I'm back on top of Maller's Password.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico.
Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.